Monday was day one in a trial that is examining the workings behind state economic development projects, including the Buffalo Billion Initiative. Dr. Elaine Caligaros was tabbed by Governor Cuomo to craft many of those plans. Now he and three co-defendants are being charged with a bid-rigging scheme to secure state contracts. Jimmy Vielkind, Capitol Bureau Chief for Politico.com, covers Albany, and yesterday he was in Manhattan for day one of the trial. He joined us by phone this morning. Let's get into some of the particulars. What was at the core of the defense argument yesterday?
The defense's argument was that the high-tech facilities that SUNY Polytechnic Institute under Elaine Caligaros built in Buffalo and in Syracuse were economic miracles, and that Caligaros, a physicist by training, was simply taking and building upon the success of the Albany Nano Complex across upstate New York during the Cuomo and at the behest of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Now, the case prosecutors say is one about lying and cheating. They say that Caligaros and SUNY Poly worked too closely with developers at LP Simonelli and Core Development in Syracuse to give them the inside track to win lucrative contracts to build these facilities. Caligaros' lawyers say that he simply cut through red tape, that he followed procurement processes as they existed, and that he should not be faulted for developing an RFP and building facilities that ended up helping to create jobs.
But at the same time, let's take a look at some of those particular projects. Have they all been unqualified successes?
Far from it. Specifically in Syracuse, the two projects are really yet to bear fruit. One was the Central New York Film Hub, essentially a film studio that was built in a core business park. It has never attracted a major production. The economic underpinnings of building a film studio in Syracuse were somewhat specious. Why having SUNY Poly, a nanotechnology school, involved is still unclear to me and to many others. While it cost $14 million to build the facility, it was just sold to Onondaga County for a dollar. Another facility in central New York was an LED factory originally meant for Syrah, a company that had at one point been hoping to go to Buffalo. Taxpayers spent $90 million building the facility before Syrah walked away, and now taxpayers are spending another $15 million to retrofit and re-outfit the factory for a company called NextGen, a startup. In Buffalo, we know that the Riverbend factory has opened. It's being occupied by Panasonic Tesla. I was told by state officials that there are 600 people working at the site and counting, and hopefully that will turn out to be more of a success than the Syracuse projects.
What about for you, though? What are you looking at? This trial is gaining a lot of attention. Political opponents, of course, lining up to really kind of seize on the moment. But what about for you? What are you looking to hear or see in the coming days from this trial?
I'll be interested to see whether or not there is any involvement of the governor, if Governor Cuomo knew about anything that was going on, if Governor Cuomo was aware of the scheme that Caligaros and Todd Howe, a lobbyist who has many years of ties to the governor, cooked up. I've written a recent article about how political opponents of Cuomo have seized on this trial to talk about pay-to-play fundraising, to talk about something that's not part of the charged schemes, that federal prosecutors do not say is a crime, but the fact that both LP Simonelli and Core Development, as they were engaged with Howe and Caligaros in the alleged bid-rigging, were also sending cash to Cuomo's reelection campaign, and that Howe was steering them to do so.
You, of course, have been following politics here in this state now. We had the Prococo case, of course, a former member of the administration found guilty. Now we have this with Caligaros, somebody who the governor clearly embraced before these troubles occurred. Is there or do you see this having any kind of long-term political fallout for the governor?
You know, we did not see him take any kind of a hit after Prococo's conviction in his poll standing. This trial might be different because there is an ongoing election campaign and the governor is facing challenges both in a Democratic primary and in the general election. But if there's no testimony that directly implicates Cuomo, I don't know that it's going to be a politically seismic event for him. However, that remains to be seen, and we'll be watching the trial as it unfolds in Manhattan.
Jimmy Vielkind is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Political.com. He joins us by phone this morning. Jimmy, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.